Sorry. Howdy, everyone. It's a couple of minutes past the hour, and I apologize. I haven't had a chance to get in touch with anybody to see if we have an agenda for today. So I'm kind of just waiting to see when Dennis or Joe or Aaron log in to see. Does anybody have anything they want to talk about while we're waiting to see for them to get on?
I would like to wait for Dennis, but I have been doing a review of some of the older acquisitions topics that were not, never had issues created.
Oh, good.
And if we have time, I'd like to kind of go through some of those and figure out if we still want those written up or if we can consider them closed.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Aaron, for doing that. Hey, Dennis, I see you just logged in, so I'll give you a second to get settled. We were just kind of waiting for you to get here to see if you had anything you wanted to talk about.
Hi there. I do have something I'm curious to bring up, but I'm not sure that it'll be. I don't know how productive a conversation it would be. I haven't prepared. Potentially haven't prepared enough detail to have a good conversation about this. So just thinking about that. So let me just think about that for a minute.
Okay. Aaron, would you like to get started with at least the first one?
Sure. So
Or
I've
Dennis, is
used
that okay with you?
I think
I
an
mean,
online
okay with
compressor
that, yeah.
before.
Oh, Owen, did you have something? Oh, nope, he muted. Okay.
Oh, sorry. That was like an accidental unmute.
Oh, okay. All right, go for it, Aaron.
Yeah, I do. I just remember there's some I want to prioritize now that we have Owen here because there's some listed that are waiting for follow-up actions.
Oh, good. Okay.
So the first one is issue 37, which is about the display of piece records in the related invoice for POLs. And this is from Sarah. And the pieces listed are not necessarily specific or related to the invoice line, but seemingly just a bucket displaying all the pieces related to the POL, which is not helpful. I'd rather see invoice line note info like renewal, new subscription, invoicing period. In this case, the vendor included an EDI invoice or something I manually enter. I believe, based off the previous screenshot, that these have been implemented in some form in purchase order lines. And I was checking to see if we are satisfied with that or if this should be written up.
Is Sarah here?
I just joined. Which one are we on?
We
Number
are looking at
37.
37, which dates back to 2021.
Okay. Just get there real quick. I do think that there can it might not be. It could be that some stuff is already included, but I don't think everything is showing. We're talking about 37.
Yes.
I just joined, so I'd have to look at this again. I didn't know we were looking at this today, so I would have. Can somebody share their screen where we are in Folio for this?
Me
So.
share. I'm looking. I don't want to do that. Let's see if we can find an order that has an invoice. Seems like my best bet. And I'm on the order line. I believe we're looking at the related invoice line.
I see now. Yes. Okay. So I don't know if piece information is actually on the related invoice line anymore. We added other things like the subscription start end date, but as you can see, like there's no piece information now. And so it looks like what happened was it was just removed. I'm not quite sure why it was removed. But for some things, it would definitely be helpful to have that information. When you're doing, for in this example, I'm pretty sure these are like, if it was a subscription or a standing order, and
this is the attached screenshot.
yeah, I was just looking at that. So you can see the piece information is a is an actual column, and then it just lists all these pieces. Whereas in the order where you just were in the POL, then there is no piece information in that related invoice area, right?
Yes. So I think this is
I
going to
think
require, sorry, Dennis.
I was just going to say, I think that those related invoices, they list all the pieces. If you go back to that screenshot just quickly
Screenshot.
of the
Yeah, the
invoice.
originally it was like all the pieces, and then that wasn't helpful because all the pieces didn't apply to that invoice, only one of them or two of them
That's
maybe
right.
was
That's
added,
right.
right?
That's right. Yeah.
So it wasn't specific, it was just pulling
It's
everything, and
not,
that was
no,
confusing.
yes. Yeah, because there was no way at the time to associate specific pieces with a certain invoice. Well, there still isn't a way to do that.
Yeah, so I guess the resolution has been to just get rid of that field period,
Yeah, I think it was sort of, yeah.
and that's fine then too, in a way, right? Like not optimal, but better than having a field that then is just really confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe we want to maybe recreate this issue with a different focus because, one of the things I'm seeing here is I think these were all multiple pieces that were concatenated into a single line. And I'm kind of wondering if there's going to be like major UX consequences if we were to like put all the serials, with many, many pieces in here. But so I'm thinking like we close this and maybe put it in as an open issue and have a more detailed discussion.
Owen has his hand raised.
Thanks. Yeah, I guess that the it strikes me that this is related to like the there, I mean, there are obviously some questions about what's the useful information to display on that screen, but I think the point about there not being a link between the invoice line and the pieces actually received. And as I remember it, I don't think there's even a way of saying like this is linked to this specific period within the subscription. It, like not in a structured way, right? Is that correct? Like the order, you can put a subscription start and end on the order, but that obviously, unless you're creating a new order every year, then that's no good to you because generally for a subscription, the order would be ongoing anyway. And what's
And just to add to that, if it's a standing order, you will, and you pay by volume, you will receive multiple volumes, and each one will have its own invoice over the course of a period, right? So that doesn't even work then.
I mean, I think there are definitely, yeah, there are multiple challenges here, certainly from a subscription perspective, but I think you're right, Sarah. It wouldn't necessarily resolve the standing order perspective. Like even being able to say, like there was this period for which we're paying, and these were the pieces received within that period, could be a little bit more helpful than we have at the moment. But yeah, whether that obviously for the standing order, it's more complicated because you might have specific pieces that are involved. But yeah, some I think that to me it strikes me that this question of how do we represent these periods of subscription within an ongoing order? And then how does that all link up, both whether that's to pieces, to invoices, etc. I feel that's a really worthwhile discussion to have, possibly in the serials group, but if it's better to have it here, that's fine as well. To have a strategy for that, at least for the long term, would feel like a big step forward because I feel that's something that I think is missing at the moment, and that prevents you doing stuff like saying these are the things we're actually paying for with this serial invoice because it covers this subscription period, and that includes these pieces that were either received or not received.
Okay, so for the current, I'm trying to take some notes in here, but I think it sounds like for the current resolution, maybe this needs to be workshopped by the serials group, and then we can figure out how it would work with acquisitions. Sarah, does that sound good to you?
Oh yeah, that's great. I
Okay.
mean, thanks.
Okay. Okay. If Dennis wants to take over, or we could look at, need to scroll down a bit.
Yeah, if there's something else to look at, let's do that. I will take a few minutes to review the topic I was thinking about, but we can do that closer to the end.
Let's see where this was. It is. I need to just prune out some of these resolved ones.
You know, it's funny because I've been trying to look at, like,
I'm looking at 107.
I'm trying.
So which is Lehi would be interested in adding functionality that adds a reporting code that helps track non-ACK related data points. So the follow-up here is to ask Owen to provide a review of supplemental properties and confirm whether any of that work could be reused to address this issue. As well as starting a wiki page. So I'm wondering if there's been any movement on that.
I mean, certainly from my perspective, no, I don't remember if there was any discussion about it. It was too long ago for me to remember. But I think I can say pretty easily, since this is a request to add reporting code in invoices and or purchase orders, there's no transferability of the supplementary properties work from agreements here because it's a completely different code base. So,
Well, no, by the time we're making this opening,
Hope I'm not making anyone motion sick.
whether I don't know whether there's other sim like the custom fields work. I can't remember what's implemented in acquisitions and in the acquisitions modules already, but I would have thought the what they're called custom fields, is it? Would be that are used in circulation and elsewhere would be more transfer and more likely to be transferable, but Dennis can comment.
Yeah, I think that it mentions here like addresses the issue, could be an alternative using custom fields or enhancing tags. Custom fields would certainly be a possibility. We already have custom fields on the POL. And that would probably make some sense because you could, if we're already pulling data from the POL. So if we added custom fields to invoices, maybe there would be a way to have that custom field data transfer if the same field exists on both order lines and invoice lines or something along those lines. I have to agree. It seems like custom field is probably the best way to address this, but it might require some additional discussion. I seem to remember us having this conversation and that maybe that custom fields were not desirable for some reason. Maybe I'm not remembering that correctly.
I think there's a specific request that this could be exported to LDP, which I don't know about enough about the structure from
Yeah, I
whether
don't
that to be
think that
possible.
that's still possible, but I we could look into that a little bit more for sure.
Yeah, something a question to ask reporting SIG about LDP. I do see Daniel is here if you have anything else you want to add.
I don't have anything else to really to add to this other than just I do think this is something that could be really helpful for teams at Lehigh that are not in acquisitions to allow them some flexibility in tracking.
Okay. I see if there was I've, we have another question for Owen, 111. which actually looks like the follow-up is that one of the teams is looking to extend the dashboard functionality to ACK.
Yeah, this work is what do they call it in movies, in development hell? It's work that we keep discussing and then it doesn't get moved forward because of priorities and complexity, I guess. It is, there is some discussion right now with GBV who have funded work on the dashboard as to whether it's useful for us to extend dashboard functionality in this in somehow. And the exact nature of what that might be is perhaps still unclear, but there is a, I think the serials, when we did the initial serials management module work, the serials module work, we had an idea that we could extend add a dashboard widget that was related to receiving pieces, and that would by definition kind of be related to other acquisitions work, because in fact the receiving pieces are fetched from the orders module, so you know there would be some overlap there. Now that piece of work has gone through a number of different potential iterations because we also discussed whether it would be better to expose data, e.g., from the Lists app, if the Lists app was already going to expose data from the acquisition apps, whether it would be better to use the like build a widget that displayed information from the Lists app and then get kind of indirectly get a number of different pieces of information then, because obviously if we did the Lists app or the module that lies behind the Lists app, mod FQM, would give us then access to other data that also already encompasses. All of that said, we are currently discussing the next set of developments. Peter and I had a meeting earlier this week to discuss the next developments for serials, and this is on the table, but it's not agreed yet. And even if it is agreed, it's not agreed exactly how we would approach it. So whether it would be directly from receiving, or whether it would be from, I think that the Lists app integration at the moment, as I understand it from Joe, there's no timeline for the Lists app include or mod FQM including data from receiving,
Actually,
although it does already include data from orders. So
thank you.
if the focus of that work is about serials and therefore related to receiving, then it would be surprising to me if we decided then to do it via the Lists app, which doesn't have a timeline for including receiving pieces. So you'll see there's a kind of there's a somewhat I'm a slightly because of the amount of time we've been discussing that this and not delivering it, I'm slightly world weary about it at the moment. I would really love to see it. I mean, it's one of the things I would like most to be able to deliver, but it has to be, you know, it has to be funded and it has to be useful to those who are funding it. So it's definitely possible. We kind of know the basics of the work that would need to be done to achieve it, but yeah, whether it gets funded in the current set of developments from GBV is currently a question under discussion. And if the answer to that is no, then unless somebody else were to step forward and say, well, we'd really like to fund this, then there wouldn't be any further progress on it until that happens. So that's where we are.
So I have two follow-up questions that hopefully
Sure.
are easy. Is there an existing feature for this already, and is there anything else you need from this SIG if this work hypothetically does get funded?
If the work got funded, and depending on exactly the shape of that work, I think that absolutely we'd need input from the SIG as to like what information was the highest priority to be able to access and or most useful to access, and what kind of filters one might want to be able to apply. So exactly what the behavior of that widget should be, I think, would be something I'd want to discuss. But again, it would depend on exactly the nature of the work we were doing. Obviously, this talks about exposing orders and invoicing information. And I'm suggesting that the most likely piece of work to be funded is something to do with receiving pieces. And although that's related, it wouldn't directly and would take us quite a big step towards being able to deliver other acquisitions-based widgets. It wouldn't be this particular enhancement request that's listed here. But yeah, I mean, I would expect to whatever that happens, I'd expect to have a discussion with people in this group, whether here or in the serials subgroup or sub working group. Yes, there is a feature for it, which I will find and send to you.
Okay, so I think my follow-up action will I'll see if the current feature covers this, and maybe I will write up a child issue relating to this specific front-end user story. And then we
I
just, Dennis, sorry.
No, sorry, go ahead, finish.
And then we can just revisit if there is funding to move forward on development.
Nice. I just wanted to say that I think if this work was to move forward in the near future, especially like near term, let's call it a year. And there was a dependency on the lists app. It's pretty likely that we would be able to resolve, like Thunderjet might be able to resolve that dependency. We have just been working on entities for lists, and as part of the sort of work that we've been trying to focus on, the list app has been sort of one of our top priorities recently. So there could be some alignment there, is all I'm going to say. So maybe that presents an opportunity, but again, I understand, like, unclear when this might move forward or if this might move forward. But yeah, I just want to point that out. If it does, if it did, we might be able to make things easier for you if the timing was right. Anyway.
I think that's it for the Ask Owen topics. If Dennis is ready, I can cede the floor. Otherwise, I can look at some of the old tickets that were opened by Duke and see if we're still interested in seeing development on those.
Let me ask. I'm going to try to keep this quick. I don't think it will take that much time. Knock on wood. But we've been talking about the recently we, I think it might have been a Tuesday meeting, but recently we looked at the negative encumbrance issue that cropped up. And we talked about expectations around encumbrances, and Thunderjet has really tried to thoroughly exercise this issue and uncover whatever problems it may be causing surrounding encumbrance totals. And I have to say that our QA, the Thunderjet QA, Daria, has done an incredible job of chasing down the complexities of this problem. In some cases, there are like three, four, five steps to finding an issue with encumbrance. And many of these would, I think, be edge cases, but it may explain some of the variation in encumbrance totals that has been concerning to users over the past number of years. So an example of this, there are a number of scenarios here in this ticket. There's a whole spreadsheet where we've been working through the different scenarios that Darius uncovered, and in some cases it's just that you end up with a negative encumbrance value, which is odd, but not necessarily incorrect, at least in terms of like having eventually summing that up and seeing what the encumbrance value is. So I don't know that that contributes as much to like unexpected encumbrance totals, but I think that it does, or it may, at least for some libraries. But then there are examples like this scenario three, where in this example, we have an open order that encumbers $10. We create an invoice for more than $10 is the kind of important thing here. In this case, it's 50 bucks, and approve it, and then close the order, and then reopen the order and unrelease the encumbrance. And in a scenario like this, so okay, there are a lot of steps to this. Granted, this may not happen that often. But in this case, you actually end up with inflated value for your encumbrance total. So the encumbrance after all of this happens ends up being $40, when initially the encumbered value was only $10. And this invoice hasn't been canceled yet. This is one example, but we've uncovered a number of situations where that encumbered amount ends up being an unexpected value. And I know that folks have been dealing with this for a long time. The good news about this is that the transaction n numbers are correct, like in the list of transactions. And typically, if you, well, I should say, yeah, in some cases they are, and in some cases they aren't. So, ultimately, my question is this, given that you've all been dealing with this for a while, we are hoping to develop a very complete solution to this problem. And so that might mean focusing on the most complete solution possible and delivering it with Trillium versus backporting something to Sunflower, probably, which is, I guess, the release that actually many of you haven't aren't running yet, but may be upgrading to in the near future. And I just wanted to have some discussion around the urgency of this, because there could be a lot of risk in deploying the solution to a previous release. But we are trying to balance that with ensuring that you all have confidence in the system. So, with that said, does anyone have some perspective on this that they want to share? If you don't, that's okay as well.
So, could we hear? There seems to be a lot of, moving of dates around releases. So, when do we anticipate Trillium being released and being then considered a, the next step of, then in our case, EBSCO, our hosting platform, hosters, wanting us to then go to it. Like timing is everything in especially around things like this, right? Like I would say, oh, well, if this is going to be worked out and in place so that I feel confident and don't have issues with my next fiscal year rollover, which for me is, the end of June, the beginning of July. I do it depending anywhere from July 1 through July 5th, depending on how things fall, then I'm fine. But I guess, that plays a role. Although I
Yeah,
agree with
I appreciate
Kimberly,
that.
I mean the most complete solution sounds good to me too, because I wouldn't want, no, not because I guess where I'm going with this is we've been living with it so long now, right? I mean, we've been in Folio pretty long now, relatively speaking. And so if I think I would rather have roll one more time, knowing that I have to be, I have to look for all these different things and I have to make sure that I get these reports from EBSCO first and I take care of things and yada, 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 like the known, I know what to do now, so to speak. But if I then know, oh, the following year, the solution will be complete and it will be good and I can have confidence in it rather than having, again, little pieces coming out and not feeling confident, I think that would be worse. I don't know if that's helpful.
No, that is helpful. Yes. And I will speak to that a little bit, but I'll let Scott say what he was planning to say first.
Yeah, I consider this a pretty basic bug. And I appreciate the work in trying to identify a comprehensive solution, because we are doing a lot of work to correct these every couple of weeks, because we they happen throughout the system. And so I think the best option is a comprehensive solution. I wish it weren't Trillium, but that is what it is.
So for just a little bit of context, the thing that makes the solution problematic is that we think we have to change the schema. Like we'll essentially have to store more data, which Deploying that kind of a change as a CSP is a no-no. But we talked, I think we talked in our last meeting about having an upper and lower limit for encumbrance value. That essentially what users would expect is that the minimum would be zero and the maximum would be whatever the initial encumbered amount was. I think that, so it's kind of two things. It's having those limits, but implementing some mechanism that allows us to keep track of exactly what the number has been over time so that, well, any changes that have happened, nothing disappears. Like if there was a minus 40, no amount of that 40 disappears because there's a lower limit or an upper limit. If that makes any sense. Try not to get too much into the detail of this, but so that's part of the challenge here. And I am pretty confident that this will settle the majority of outstanding issues with encumbrance totals. However, it also potentially will not, right? Maybe there's still something else that we haven't been able to find. We have been digging very deep into this, I will assure you. There are a lot of scenarios here, and some of them are pretty wild. But so trying to balance that too, right? We could release something, maybe, if we can get approval for it. And if I press a certain way, maybe we would even get approval for it, but it is risky and could cause other problems and may not actually fix everything, which would be the ultimate bummer, right? If all that went, if that's how it ended up happening. So rather than take that chance, I think my preference would be to focus on this for Trillium. Unfortunately, I don't actually know. I have not been given a date, an expected date for Trillium. So I can't really say with confidence when I think, even when I think Trillium will be released at this point. I don't know if any of the other PMs on the chat right now have a better idea, but my other thought was most of you, well, I know many of you have rolled over recently. And I do think it's likely that you will be running Cilium within a year from now. I'm kind of knocking on wood as I say that, but I do think that that is likely still. Based on what I've heard about potential delays for Trillium. So, that would mean that this change, even if it goes with Trillium, is prob there's probably a good chance that you are. You do have it before your next rollover. I'll stop there. See if I'll pause for any comments.
I'll just comment on what I put in the chat, which is
Oh, go
that
ahead. Thank you.
As I understand it, spring, like no more definite date than spring 2026 has been discussed for this, for the Trillium release. But that would put it essentially around when Umbrella Leaf would have been due for release, I guess. Maybe a little earlier, but the first release of 2026. There is, I think this has triggered some movement for some things to be brought into CSPs in Sunflower instead. But I think that given what you've just described, Dennis, this wouldn't be suitable for that. While I think there's some flexibility about exactly what meets the CSP requirements, Alexei, the release manager, has said that he would be not at all keen to see schema changes included in a service patch release, which is certainly a reasonable stance to take, given the way we currently manage those.
And I think there will be other stuff. There will be, because of what's happened here and the realities of 2026 for Folio and some of the customers that folks have, I think there are going to be things, backported, so to speak, or released early that already are going to add some risk. And I prefer not to contribute to that in any way. So, but again, we have no crystal ball. To answer Scott, your question, there will, especially if there is going to be a schema change that we need to make, looks like we're going to have to do that. There will definitely be a migration script associated with this. So yeah, it, we will be correcting, we will have to update existing transactions, and that will affect, potentially affect budget totals if you do have transactions that are updated in a certain way. Okay. If you do have any more thoughts on this, I really would love to hear them. I don't know that we've come to an exact conclusion here yet. So the more information, the better. But that's, I just wanted to be really clear about where we're leaning, and that we're still investigating this, and we have uncovered a number of scenarios where the totals are maybe not what you would expect. So, at least that we're working on this, and we're going to find a solution to it. So, Aaron, if you want us to look at a couple more things, the legacy issues, let's do that.
Can I just
Sarah
jump
raised
in
your
here for a
hand.
moment? Yeah, thanks. Sorry. Dennis, this is not to the encumbrance thing. This is back to whatever number 37 at the beginning. So back to the thing about being able to see your piece and trying to see what invoice and receiving and so forth. And so one, I think a great UI solution that would definitely do it for me is, and I think this would help other people, especially this is really more about standing orders than subscriptions, where you're paying by volume, but your order is ongoing, and it can be for decades, a long, long, there are things that you cannot actually cancel, right? You've promised 30 years ago that you will see it through with the publisher. Is if on the POL, you go to the bottom, right? You can see the related invoice lines, right? And so if now with this subscription information info column that we talked about in chat, a bunch of us just now, if you have been filling this out and or as Lisa or Kimberly, I forget who it was, told me how to go back and I can get it to fill in and fix it, because you have to put it in the invoice line to make it show up on the POL line for the related invoice line. If then below that, there could be an accordion for your receiving history. So at the bottom, below, if nobody wants to see it, you just leave it closed. It's way down. You don't look at it. But if you do then have that and you have the receiving history, and in the receiving, when you receive the piece, you put in the information that it's volume 61 or whatever, right? Then the two accordions are on top of each other, and you can quickly compare and see, oh, this invoice for this cost on this date was for, volume 61. Oh, and here I can see I received 61 on this date, right? So it's having the information pieces next to each other on the POL together in one place. That would be super helpful, and it wouldn't need to expand the columns for the related invoice lines, because that's the information coming from the invoice, right? It would just be adding information that we already have in the receiving history, bringing that over as an accordion. So that could be a really nice solution if I could just bring that up now that I've been like looking at this more and playing with it.
Can I ask just one or two questions about that? Are you wanting to see, like, specifically for a certain invoice, what the pieces are? Or is it better to have that in context with all of the receiving history? One reason why I ask is if you have dates, like subscription to and from.
For standing orders, that is like totally no, like useless, right? Like then my start date is 1999, and it hasn't stopped, right? It's not a subscription. It's this ongoing thing. And what
Of
you're
course.
when you need this information and this comparison and being able to browse all of this is when you're troubleshooting. You're trying to figure out why did they send you this one now? Did
Okay.
and so you're trying to, because sometimes the volumes also come completely out of sequence, right? You can get volume 10
Yeah.
and then you can get volume 100 and then you'll get volume 30, and this goes on for decades. And you're trying to keep track of this. You're trying to look at the information and figure out what you've paid for, what you need to pay for, how much you're paying. Has the thing suddenly, skyrocketed and now you're paying 30, 40, 50% more per volume? Is it something you can cancel? You don't know. Can you, like right now, I mean, we just got information from DHL that they want money from us, otherwise they won't deliver a volume. Right, because it's coming from Europe. And so you're trying to see prices, you're trying to see where you're at with the subscription, what volumes do you have, what don't you have, what have you paid for, what have you been paying over time, et cetera, and trying to evaluate things and figure things out. So it's more about browsing, and you need to know the definite, you got the pattern of it, right? Like the pattern is that you usually get four per year. But the volume number actually crosses years. So you get, one usually in September and the other one usually in December, and that's one volume that started in that crosses the year. And then usually maybe it's March and June if you're lucky. Otherwise, everything shifts because of postage and how, the world is going. That you want to see this information and over time across years.
It's the broad you need to see the broader picture, not what is covered by these dates in this invoice and like clicking through the invoices.
Right. I
But
don't want to
sounds
have to
like
go to
better to
every
see,
single one. Yeah.
yes, better to see the full. But you don't necessarily want to go to the receiving app
Well, it'd be good to see the
look at that.
information together, right? So then I have to go to receiving. Then I have to remember what I saw in receiving. Then I put it up on one screen, and then I have invoices up on another screen. And, then I'm trying to, whereas if the two accordions were above each other, would be really wonderful. I could just look at it together in one screen. I could take one screenshot to send to the person I need to, right? And say, this is what we're dealing with. Let's, can we
Receiving
cancel this
history
thing? Can
accordion.
I not pay the money?
Yeah. Okay, so we have only 3 minutes left. And it's pretty late on a Friday for some of you. So maybe we should leave it there for today. I'm going to stop sharing this. Sorry.
Sounds good. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, all. Have a great
Thanks.
weekend.
Bye.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.